Model Test 8. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. 11. Excuse me, I'd like to send some flowers to my friend.
Let's see. These fresh roses are very nice.
Question. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Are you going to teach after you graduate?
Where did you get an idea like that?
Question. What can be concluded about the woman? Thirteen. What time should I be at the festival this evening?
Oh, so you can come. What about 7:30?
Question. What had the woman assumed?
14. I'd like to go to the art gallery. Do you know what time it opens?
Yes, it's open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., but it has an hour's lunch break.
Question. For how many hours is the gallery open? I'd appreciate your professional opinion. Do you think I should sue the company?
Not really. I think we can settle this out of court.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? David called today that he'll be coming to the picnic.
Changed his mind after all, did he?
Question. What does the man mean? Could I see a pair of sandals like the brown ones in the window? I need a size 6.5.
I'm sorry, but that style doesn't come in half sizes. I can show you a 7.
Question. Where does this conversation probably take place? I've got time to buy a magazine, haven't I?
The train is about to leave.
Question. What does the man mean?
Now you will hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
Good afternoon, Mary Rose Apartments. May I help you?
Yes. I'm interested in renting a 1-bedroom apartment. Do you have any available?
No, I'm sorry. None are available at this time.
Oh, what a pity.
But I expect a vacancy in about 3 weeks. Could I interest you in a 2-bedroom?
Well, I'm a student and I have to cut corners. How much more would a 2-bedroom apartment cost me?
The 1-bedroom rents for $250 a month, and two-bedroom is only $35 more.
Is the two-bedroom a great deal larger than the one-bedroom?
Yes, it is.
Any other difference?
Also, I might tell you that the one-bedroom doesn't have a dishwasher. All of our two-bedroom apartments do.
What about signing a lease?
We do require a 6-month lease on all our apartments, and there is a deposit of $100 in case any damage is done to the apartment.
Is there a pool?
No, there isn't. We do have a recreation area and a sauna. Also, there are tennis courts near our building.
When can I see an apartment?
How about later this afternoon? Let's see. I have an appointment at 3:30 and another one at 4. How about 5 o'clock this afternoon?
That would be fine. I'll pick my wife up from work and we'll come right over.
I'll be looking forward to seeing you then.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. How long would a student have to wait for a one-bedroom apartment?
What is one thing the apartment building, which the woman describes, doesn't have?
Why is a deposit required at Mary Rose Apartments?
22. When will the man go to see the apartment?
2.
Are you the manager? I demand a refund on these jeans. They are not the right size.
I'm sorry, but the manager is not in. I'll have to take care of your matter.
You see, I paid an expensive price for these jeans, and one of your sales gave me the wrong size. And he put them in a box so that only after I arrived home and my son tried them on was I aware of his trick.
I'm sorry, but I don't think he did that on purpose.
I don't care how sorry or apologetic you are. I want my money back.
Do you have the receipt with you?
No.
I'm sorry, but no receipt, no refund. This is our policy.
You'd better refund my money, or else you'll be in big trouble.
I'm terribly sorry, but I can't refund your money. I can give you another pair of jeans in exchange for yours.
Isn't there anything else that you can do?
No, that's the way it is.
Well, I'll exchange my jeans for another pair, but I'm not happy.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What is the man doing?
24. What makes the man so angry?
25. Which word best describes the man?
2. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Sleep is something we generally associate with living persons or animals. Of course, it is true that a lot of animals sleep, but zoologists are not certain that primitive forms of animal life, like worms, ever really sleep. On the other hand, animals such as bears sleep for 4 or 5 months every year. The amount of sleep human beings need varies with people of different ages, habits, and possibly races. For example, doctors think that preschool children need between 10 and 12 hours a night, school children between 9 and 11 hours, and adults between 7 and 9 hours. There are rare cases of old people who only sleep between 2 and 3 hours a day and continue to be active and healthy. The sleep requirements of different races also appear to be different. Japanese people, for example, sleep fewer hours than Europeans. It is not known for certain if the activity of a man's mind, besides dreaming, occurs when he is asleep. However, it is certainly true that some people can wake up at a predetermined time. There are also stories about some math professors who solve difficult problems during sleep, because their subconscious minds continue working on the problem.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. What is the passage mainly about?
27. What can be inferred from the passage?
28. Which is true according to the passage?
2. In many places in the world today, the poor are getting poorer while the rich are getting richer. And the programs of development planning and foreign aid appear to be unable to reverse this trend. Nearly all the developing countries have a modern part, where the patterns of living and working are similar to those in developed countries. But they also have a non-modern part, where the patterns of living and working are not only unsatisfactory, but in many cases they are even getting worse. What is the typical condition of the poor in developing countries? Their work opportunities are so limited that they cannot work their way out of their situation. They are underemployed or totally unemployed. Some of them have land, but often too little land. Many have no land and no prospect of ever getting any. There is no hope for them in the rural areas, so they drift into the big cities. But there is no work for them in the big cities either, and of course no housing. All the same, they flock into the cities because their chances of finding some work appear to be greater there than in the villages. Rural unemployment then becomes urban unemployment.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29. What is the trend in the world today?
30. Which of the statements is not true?
31. What is the main reason that causes the poor to move into the big cities?
3. If I were asked to give what I consider the single most useful bit of advice for all humanity, it would be this. expect trouble as an inevitable part of life, and when it comes, hold your head high, look it in the eye and say, I will be bigger than you. You cannot defeat me. Then repeat to yourself the most comforting of all words. This too shall pass. To forgive oneself in the face of a terrible experience is perhaps the most difficult of life's challenges. Most of us find it much easier to forgive others. In many instances, we can't control what happens to us, but we can control our reactions to what happens to us. Just like in a boxing game, we can stay down for the count and be carried out of the ring, or we can pull ourselves back to our feet. If our lives are treated unfriendly by others, we must refuse to give them the power to break our spirit, make us physically ill, or perhaps even shorten our lives. Most doctors will tell you that worry, anxiety, tension, and anger can make you sicker than a virus. The expression nervous breakdown suggests that nerves have broken down, but organically the nerves are healthy. The problem is purely emotional. A doctor on the staff of the Mayo Clinic has said the majority of patients in hospital beds today are there because of illnesses that were psycho-generated. This means the sickness was caused by an unresolved problem. I believe in blind faith. I have known people who have suffered deep personal tragedies, and this faith has helped them. But I also believe in the efficiency of positive action to overcome grief. Time is a healer, but those who help time by using it wisely and well make a more rapid adjustment.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. What is compared to the terrible experience we meet in our life?
What will we do if our lives are treated unfriendly by others?
34. Which of the following statements about the expression nervous breakdown is not true?
35. According to the speaker, what are the best healers for those suffering nervous breakdown?
6. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks, numbered from 36 to 43, with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
When you're feeling angry at someone, what do you do? Do you know how to express your feelings in ways that are clear and assertive? Many folks don't. For that reason, one of two things happens. They hold the anger in, and, as we all know, it sneaks out in strange and often inappropriate ways. Or they explode and scatter their unhappiness over everyone, perhaps destroying relationships on the way. Neither of these are healthy alternatives. Anger is an arousal in the body that is triggered by frustration, fear, or hurt. As that arousal escalates, your body goes into the stress response. When that arousal raises your heart rate to about 120 to 150 beats per minute, the blood from the frontal lobes of your brain, the centers of reason and logic, drains down to protect your vital organs. This is not good news. Why? Because the more angry you become, the more unable you are to think clearly. You have probably experienced that. Just when you are at your loudest, wanting to deal the death blow to prove your righteous position, you can't think. Then you often say one of the best things you'll ever regret. When the body goes into arousal, notice. If you are talking to someone at the time, think. It is important to your well-being and the health of your relationships to answer this question. What do I want from this exchange? Now the passage will be read again.
When you are feeling angry at someone, what do you do? Do you know how to express your feelings in ways that are clear and assertive? Many folks don't. For that reason, one of two things happens. They hold the anger in, and as we all know, it sneaks out in strange and often inappropriate ways, or they explode and scatter their unhappiness over everyone, perhaps destroying relationships on the way. Neither of these are healthy alternatives. Anger is an arousal in the body that is triggered by frustration, fear, or hurt. As that arousal escalates, your body goes into the stress response. When that arousal raises your heart rate to about 120 to 150 beats per minute, the blood from the frontal lobes of your brain, the centers of reason and logic, drains down to protect your vital organs. This is not good news. Why? Because the more angry you become, the more unable you are to think clearly. You have probably experienced that. Just when you are at your loudest, wanting to deal the death blow to prove your righteous position, you can't think. Then you often say one of the best things you'll ever regret. When the body goes into arousal, notice. If you are talking to someone at the time, think. It is important to your well-being and the health of your relationships to answer this question. What do I want from this exchange?
Now the passage will be read for the third time. When you're feeling angry at someone, what do you do? Do you know how to express your feelings in ways that are clear and assertive? Many folks don't. For that reason, one of two things happens. They hold the anger in, and, as we all know, it sneaks out in strange and often inappropriate ways. Or they explode and scatter their unhappiness over everyone, perhaps destroying relationships on the way. Neither of these are healthy alternatives. Anger is an arousal in the body that is triggered by frustration, fear, or hurt. As that arousal escalates, your body goes into the stress response. When that arousal raises your heart rate to about 120 to 150 beats per minute, the blood from the frontal lobes of your brain, the centers of reason and logic, drains down to protect your vital organs. This is not good news. Why? Because the more angry you become, the more unable you are to think clearly. You have probably experienced that. Just when you are at your loudest, wanting to deal the death blow to prove your righteous position, you can't think. Then you often say one of the best things you'll ever regret. When the body goes into arousal, notice. If you are talking to someone at the time, think. It is important to your well-being and the health of your relationships to answer this question. What do I want from this exchange?